This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Yesterday's windy conditions brought snow and blowing dust to Colorado. Again, here is CSU climatologist Russ Schumacher. He says Wednesday's storm was made worse by last summer's drought.
The fact that we had that warm, dry several months made this storm a lot worse because the soils are so dry, and when those strong winds came and were able to pick up a lot of soil and dust and move it along.
100-mile-per-hour winds caused nearly 600 flight delays and more than 150 cancellations at Denver's airport. It also forced some COVID-19 vaccination, testing, and treatment sites to close yesterday across the states. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been detected on Colorado's western slope for the first time. Garfield County Public Health says it was notified Wednesday that a person who was vaccinated tested positive for it. There are now 4 confirmed cases of the variant in Colorado. Unlike the first 3 cases, the patient in Garfield County had no recent travel history. Omicron has also been detected in wastewater in Boulder, which indicates the variant is spreading through the community. 2 people have been arrested in connection with threats made against Fort Lewis College in Durango. The university went into lockdown Wednesday morning after learning of the threats. Classes were canceled and students living on campus were told to shelter in place. Colorado Springs Utilities wants to create a dedicated fund to purchase water and help address the city's future water needs. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The city expects to grow to more than 700,000 people in the next 50 years. The utility board wants to be sure they'll have the water to serve everyone. To do that, they need to be able to act quickly when opportunities arise to obtain additional water. They've charged an advisory committee to assess the needs and risks to the system, including climate variability, infrastructure failures, and legal challenges, and explore options for setting up a fund for acquiring water. They're aiming to have a recommended plan by mid-June. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
It's mostly sunny along the Front Range and across much of the state today, with a bit more snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.